This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio program where you can take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie.
And Clamoring.
Let's do a test here. I believe that the caller ID says this is perhaps TJ the Spy. TJ, are you with us? Stand by, TJ. That might be me. TJ, can you hear me? One more time.
Can you hear me?
Hey, there you are.
TJ. Yep.
Okay, there I am.
We've got you now. Thank you to my producer for pressing the right button for me.
All right, no problem. I was just calling in to say thank you to everybody who made my very first protest as Mr. Bitcoin. It was three protests in one on Monday, and it was a very big success. I had a lot of fun. I was just calling to thank everybody who showed up to support me, Ms. Bitcoin Gandhi, Joa, and Chris, and all the others. We got a lot of honks. People waved and rolled down. They actually were stopping in traffic taking pictures of me as Mr. Bitcoin, and they were asking questions like, what's it up to now? And
nice.
Yes, it was a wonderful outreach.
I did get to see a small bit of video where somebody who looked like a state agent with arms and a badge and that kind of thing, like, came out to see, you know, what was going on and, you know, quickly left the scene. So I was glad that there wasn't any, you know, real, you know, menacing confrontation. Although, like, we know how these things go as activists, you know, that that is where the attention really comes in if there is some sort of an interaction there. But were there any?
Yeah, well, I think it was because Joa asked, he said, do you think the FBI would mind if I recorded all the license plates of people going into and out of the building? And I said, yes, I think the FBI would mind a great deal. The better question is there anything they can do about it to stop us? And given that we're on a public thoroughfare and we're legally allowed under the First Amendment to report on any newsworthy event we darn well please in public view, and what I find newsworthy is the make, model, and license plate of every car and the time they enter and exit that beautiful skiff at the FBI facility. And so, obviously, it's one of those things that I said, you know, if you want to publish all the license plates, you might want to do a courtesy of letting the FBI know. But I said that's probably going to be something you don't want to do unless you really want to irk them.
What was your favorite part about doing the protests?
My favorite part was the Boston field office, simply because it was nice parking, it was good weather, and it was good visibility. People could stop when the train came by. They were forced to stop, and so they'd look out their window and point at Mr. Bitcoin and say, look, it's a Bitcoin. You know, so it was great. And it was the very first protest that I organized. So, like, you know, normally I attend other people's protests, but this was the very first protest that I kind of put together. And I want to thank Dave Ridley for coming out as Bitcoin Gandhi and Joa and Chris for being my camera crew.
I think the dynamic duo of Bitcoin Gandhi and Mr. Bitcoin is a very powerful duo that I think could do some more in the future. I don't know if y'all have any plans
definitely,
for that, but
definitely.
Like I see that as a powerful mascot duo, if you will.
Maybe everybody in the community needs to get their own Bitcoin alter ego.
Yeah, I love that idea.
An idea. I love it, too. So that's what I was calling to do, just thank all of you for making it so much fun. I definitely want to do it again sometime. Activism is one of those things that once you do it the first time, the second, third, and fourth time become a lot easier. But first time's always the kind of like, I guess, the first time you do anything. It's always memorable.
Did you guys have any questions for Mr. Bitcoin and or TJ the Spy?
No, I was in the group chat. I pretty much saw everything that went on and saw the videos. So I'm really glad that it went on. It was hilarious.
Thank you for your service.
We're going to cut up all the video. We have about an hour, couple hours worth of footage. We're going to cut it down to 5 minutes and upload an article to Freekeen and Odyssey.
Yay.
Covering the three protests in one day.
So for our listeners out there, if you're not already familiar, it's freekeen.com and Odyssey. You can find our Odyssey page, I believe, just by going to odyssey.com, or I believe there's a link to it from freetalklive.com somewhere.
It's watch.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
All righty.
All right, TJ, thanks for the call, and thank you for your service. We appreciate you, man. Yeah, my favorite character, I think, is Mr. Bitcoin.
Yeah, just, he's great.
The costume
he's
is great. The hat that he wears that says government money sucks.
I want to know who made that costume.
Oh, it was made in...
fantastic.
It was made in Great Britain, and then, like, processed in Russia, and then sent through China.
Yeah, I believe TJ the spy was behind the whole thing. He had the, you know, he had the idea. He sketched it out. He sent it to some people. You know, some people were able to manufacture it somehow. He had to give thumbs up and thumbs down. No, do it this way. Don't do it that way. And like,
wow,
you know, here's my measurements to fit me specifically. You know, and like this can be done, right? Mascots aren't anything new. Every school across the United States has
one. How many Bitcoin mascots are there?
One apparently. Well, two if you count Bitcoin Gandhi.
I think it's so funny, the Mr. Bitcoin, like, the look on his face. I don't even know how to explain it. Every time I see it, I just crack up. It makes me laugh. And it's even funnier that TJ's inside of it.
It is. And what a great activist, too. I really enjoy the presentation of both Bitcoin Gandhi and Mr. Bitcoin. Putting art into activism as well. They're far superior activists to me. I sit here and blab into a microphone. That's my contribution. But those guys really getting into it, really getting out there and doing it and showing everybody else how it's done. I appreciate that. Speaking of Bitcoin, we've been talking a little bit about all sorts of things. We did mention Bitcoin a little earlier in our broadcast in Hour 1. But since we're talking about Mr. Bitcoin and his protest, this from Bitcoin.com, MasterCard has decided to dip a whole foot into cryptocurrency. They'd previously only been like dipping like their toenail into cryptocurrency. That is to say, they've partnered with a couple of cryptocurrency finance companies, some DeFi companies like Uphold, for example, is one of them that uses MasterCard as their partner so that you can use something that looks like and acts like a debit card to spend your crypto. So previously they'd only dipped their toenail into the cryptocurrency world. But MasterCard has now launched a global program to help cryptocurrency startups scale their innovations. So they're not just putting their toenail in the water. They're putting a whole foot in the water. They're not quite diving in full on yet, but they're certainly making a move to do more things with cryptocurrency. Payment giant MasterCard has launched a new global program for cryptocurrency startups. 7 cryptocurrency companies have already joined the program. Together with MasterCard, they will work to expand and accelerate innovation around digital asset technology and make it safer and easier for people and institutions to buy, spend, and hold cryptocurrencies and digital assets. What does that mean, you might ask? Well, you know, I don't really know. Let's find out.
Sounds like MasterCard. No, never mind. I'm not going to make the joke I was going to make.
Go ahead. What was it?
I was going to make a joke about the Crypto 6, and I don't know. Sometimes it scares me to make jokes about it.
Right, yeah. MasterCard could certainly make a contribution to the Crypto 6 over at thecrypto6.com.
Yep.
That would be nice of them to do so.
Be awesome.
So here's kind of the bullet points. This is about their new crypto program. MasterCard announced Tuesday that a new StartPath global startup engagement program dedicated to supporting fast-growing digital assets, blockchain, and cryptocurrency companies. I assume this means financial contributions to anybody who's trying to launch a crypto business or a DeFi sort of a company or even a decentralized application. 7 startups have already joined the program. They will work with MasterCard to expand and accelerate innovation around digital asset technology and make it safer and easier for people and institutions to buy, spend, and hold the cryptocurrencies. The announcement details 603-283-6160. We'll talk more about MasterCard and its involvement with what it claims to be helping cryptocurrency startups here on Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Six zero three two eight three six one six zero. Again, 603-283-6160 is the telephone number you need to put your voice on somewhere around 200 radio stations on this show called Free Talk Live. I am your host. I am the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me tonight,
it's Bonnie
and Clamoring.
We've been talking a bit about this article from Bitcoin.com. MasterCard launches a global program to help cryptocurrency startups. Now, why is this important? Well, cryptocurrency is important to freedom because it literally replaces bureaucracy. It literally replaces banks, or at least has the ability to, because of its technology, the blockchain. And so many people have said over the last more than 10 years now since Bitcoin was invented and released to the public, thank you, Satoshi Nakamoto, whomever you may be, many people have said, oh, it'll never work. It'll never happen. It'll never go mainstream. It'll never be a thing. It'll never be worth anything. You'll never be able to buy a cup of coffee with it. You'll never be able to blah, blah, blah. On top of which, Bitcoin is dead. It had its day. It's over now. It's dead. Bitcoin has died millions and millions of times. I believe there's a website. I think it's something called BitcoinHasDied.com or something along those lines. You can go look and see how many times Bitcoin has died. Well, it's still here. Not only is it still here, it's going mainstream. This isn't the only news article about Bitcoin that I've seen recently. I saw that PayPal is also looking to up their cryptocurrency game. They dipped their toe in it.
Amazon too.
I think a little. I've heard Amazon refute that as well, but it's only a matter of time before they do. Cryptocurrency is certainly beginning to go mainstream, and that's why I bring this article up. I know there's a lot of voluntarists, anarchists, libertarian types out there. They're like, oh, whatever, you know, they're working with the big banks, and we don't like the big banks and all that kind of stuff, and that's fine. I actually agree with you, as a matter of fact, but I want to illustrate
here. I think that's what we're doing here.
I want to illustrate to you that, you know, there's a few companies out there who are going, oh, well, we better get in on this or we're going to get left behind. Right? Now, governments, of course, have no choice but to get left behind as soon as there's enough developers developing on the blockchain technology to replace bureaucracy and replace government as the official record keeper of the human race. Once that happens, government days are numbered. They'll go the way of the newspapers, in my opinion. So the startups who have joined this MasterCard crypto program include GK8, I'm not familiar with them, Mintable, Stax, and Super Oracles. GK8 is a self-managed end-to-end institutional crypto custody platform, and they're based out of Israel. Mintable is based out of Singapore, and they're a NFT, or a non-fungible token, marketplace. Stax, also out of Singapore, provides a blockchain infrastructure for the financial industry, and Super Oracles out of Switzerland is a blockchain oracle.
Can I pause you there for a second? What does non-fungible mean?
That you can't funge it? Non-fungible token means that only the certified owner has access to it.
Mm, okay.
So think of a very rare baseball card, right? There's only, I don't know, 50 of them in production, and they're numbered, right? So this would be the digital equivalent of that.
Okay.
So that's kind of what an NFT is. It's a layman's way. Feel free to look up more. I still don't quite have my brain wrapped around NFTs completely, but apparently it can be any sort of media. It can be a song. It can be a jingle.
Anything with value.
It can be like art is taking to these NFTs first. So apparently artists, or artist management, more to the point, has a better grip on what NFTs are and how they're able to be bought and sold and created than even cryptocurrency advocates do. Which, from my experience, when a technology hits the art world first, it means that there is value in it. Some will describe NFTs as the blockchain equivalent of copyright.
I'm not saying there's no value in it. I'm saying there is value in it. There's whatever value the market chooses to purchase.
Right.
So according to the internet, it says like it's not really the art. The art isn't NFT. NFT is what you use to represent that art. So, like, it's a unit of data stored on a digital ledger called a blockchain that certifies a digital asset to be unique and therefore not interchangeable. And fungibility is the ability of a good or asset to be readily interchanged for another of like kind. So non-fungible means can't interchange it, and it's a certificate. And yeah, so you can come out with an NFT for your art.
So I know that Kevin Smith, who makes a bunch of movies, Mallrats, and you know all that kind of stuff, Dogma, and Chasing Amy, and a bunch of others, Clerks. So he has, I don't know if he did it or was going to, or he made an announcement that he was going to do a movie and just release it as an NFT. And so what that means is only one person can buy it. Only one person could buy the NFT, and then in the NFT contains the movie. Now, whoever buys the NFT can do whatever they want with it. So if they want to release it to a movie theater or sell tickets to a one-time showing or even a regular showing, they can do that. Or they can just keep it to themselves and only watch it by themselves. Or they can invite like their friends over and watch it, but
so
nobody else can watch it.
So he owns the rights to that art.
Right. So, and then this is why some people call NFTs the blockchain equivalent of copyright. And I don't call it, I don't like to call it that because it's not equivalent in any way, shape, or form. Copyright is forced by law, whereas NFTs are completely voluntary.
Right.
So there's a huge difference between copyright and what NFTs are. But they certainly are attractive to artists. Of any kind, whether you're, you know, a painter, you're a musician, you know, you're doing digital art, you know, you're doing soundscapes, whatever it is you're doing, it certainly can be attractive as a way to forward your art to large amounts of people and have it recognized for its authenticity, for being, you know, one of 10 or one of 100 or that kind of a thing.
So, sit with me here. Does it support art that is temporary? You're like, I'm going to do a painting and then I'm going to destroy it.
Right. I don't know. I would assume that it's possible.
I mean, I guess it's just a contract, right?
Yes. I would assume that it's possible for a piece of art to be created. And then once it is viewed, then it deletes itself. I assume that that's possible. I don't know. If you do know, give us a call. 603-283-6160. The non-fungible token marketplace, Mintable, has joined with MasterCard and is using them to develop their business model using their resources. Because MasterCard apparently, seems to me anyway, feels like they're going to get left behind if they don't jump into the blockchain marketplace. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the crisis on the U.S.-Mexico border continues, South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham and Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar are calling on President Biden to change border and immigration rules. Graham joining Fox News and explaining why he thinks the current border policy is hypocritical.
I can't go to Canada or Europe as an American citizen under the Biden plan, but 1.2 million people from the unvaccinated world can cross the U.S. border and be released in large part into the United States.
The Senate is advancing a bipartisan infrastructure deal. Senators are moving to the next stage of consideration as more than a dozen Republicans join Democrats to advance it. Amendments can be offered, but the actual text of the bill hasn't been revealed. USA Radio News. A group of House Republicans wants answers about Washington, D.C. jail conditions for defendants charged in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol, following reports of harsh treatment. Representatives Matt Gaetz, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Louis Gohmert, and Bob Good, who traveled to visit the local district jail on Thursday, said they were denied entry when they requested to see how the facility was being run. The Republicans also concerned about a report that many of the people from the January 6th attack are being held in solitary confinement for lengthy periods of time. Those concerns also echoed by Democratic Senators Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts and Dick Durbin of Illinois. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is calling for action to be taken on the eviction moratorium that's set to expire tomorrow.
We would like the CDC to expand the moratorium. That's where it can be done.
USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back to Free Talk Live. It is the Friday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Bonnie and Clamoring.
We've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com where MasterCard has launched a program to help cryptocurrency startups so that they can grow their innovations faster, better, using MasterCard's resources. We listed off a bunch of companies. We talked a little bit about NFTs or non-fungible tokens. But the other companies that have joined MasterCard's program are Taurus, Uphold, which I mentioned last segment. They are a pretty unique cryptocurrency company. The thing that drew me to them was the fact that they offer a debit card, a physical debit card, that you can get and, you know, use to, I don't know, get gas at the gas station and buy your one cup of coffee that folks said would never be able to happen with cryptocurrency. So also domain money. Taurus is based out of Switzerland and provides infrastructure to manage digital assets, including crypto. And a bunch of other stuff. Uphold is a USA company. They're a crypto investment and payment service provider. And Domain Money, also a USA company, looks to build an investment platform to bridge the gap between digital assets and traditional finance for retail investors. Another bullet point, the Start Path program has helped more than 250 startups since 2014. So this program has has been around since 2014, the announcement notes. The program now provides crypto startups access to MasterCard's latest tools and solutions to help these companies scale their innovations and cutting-edge technologies. So likely, MasterCard is a huge financial behemoth. They have a whole bunch of programs, infrastructure, facilities, that type of stuff that these companies can use to get their startups off the ground. Jess Turner, the executive vice president of New Digital Infrastructure and FinTech, commented that MasterCard has been engaging with the digital currency ecosystem since 2015. Elaborating, as a leading technology partner, we believe we can play a key role in digital assets, helping to shape the industry and provide consumer protections and security. Part of our role is to forge the future of cryptocurrency, and we're doing that by bridging mainstream financial principles with digital asset innovations. So again, the bottom line here is cryptocurrency is a thing, and it's been around for over a decade. It has survived every possible attack. It has been under attack constantly since its inception, since it was first released to the world. Again, thanks, Satoshi.
Why do you think it's so successful?
Well, because it is a new invention. Because it uses mathematics to solve the problem of human trust.
Because some people saw the vision of it.
I mean, yes. Early adopters, especially anybody who's listening to me right now, just even talk about Bitcoin, you're an early adopter. Congratulations. Yes, the technology is over a decade old, but it is still early times with this technology.
Get in now.
I'm no financial advisor, but, if you see the value that it's providing, if you see that many people have been enthusiastic about it, and now you're starting to see major financial companies jump into the pool, or at least dip their foot into the pool, that should tell you something. I feel like we are in about the same technology curve as the search engine wars of the 90s and early 2000s. So maybe in a little bit, we're maybe just past the AOL CD in your mail days of the internet as far as technology curves are concerned. But certainly, we're only at the beginning of Bitcoin and the blockchain technology. I think that MasterCard is doing itself a great service by jumping in now. I have said before, and I'll say it again, if any of these banks that are currently tied to the Federal Reserve notes, right, the FRNs of the Federal Reserve, if they want to...
Dirty fiat.
If they want to maintain any semblance of being a company, they need to immediately hire some people to start just doing research on the blockchain and how can their business integrate with all of the cryptocurrencies and all of the other stuff that the blockchain makes possible. But getting back to your question, it solves trust between human beings. Up until now, people have relied upon a centralized thing, right? A government, if you will, or a bank, or a government-run bank, to be the official record keeper of either transactions, things like the title to your car, or the title to your house, right? It's an official document, and if you hand it to somebody else, they immediately recognize it as official, right? Up until now, that has all been done by a centralized entity, a government, or a bank, or the combination of the two. Now, that is no longer the case. There's a new player in town, and it can be the official record keeper of the human race without one of these centralized entities having to be involved at all. And this is why it's so successful, because it solves human trust. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
So, I don't know. To me, this is very enthusiastic. I'm glad to see that it is, folks who are, quote, in the know or in the industry, in the financial industry. I mean, we've seen, all sorts of this stuff happen in little bits here and there, and I think it's a positive for the overall adoption of cryptocurrency and just forwarding of humanity, because the difference between cryptocurrency and state-based currency is nobody can use cryptocurrency to start a war involuntarily. Like, if you are anti-war and you don't want to participate in spending for that war, for killing other people, well, you just use cryptocurrency because people can't take a percentage of that from you and use it to bomb other people.
Involuntarily, at least.
Correct, yes. And that is just, I mean, there's so many reasons. Money can have features now. And, like, I always say that to people, and they go, well, the dollar just got that new security strip put in it. And it's like, yeah, that's not really a feature, you know. How about a feature where I attach a certificate of authenticity to this little tiny Satoshi, the most smallest amount of the Bitcoin, and I attach a certificate of authenticity to it. And now when I sell an item that coincides with that certificate, and you pay for it in cryptocurrency, and I transfer this one Satoshi back to you, now you're the owner. And there's all sorts of rules that apply, and smart contracts can apply to that. Dollars can't do that at all. Like, even the supposed upcoming digital dollar, right? All the states, all the governments are getting together and trying to invent a digital version of their own state-based currency to hopefully compete with, you know, cryptocurrency. Well, they're not going to be able to, because all they're going to do is invent a digital version of what already exists. They're not going to be a cryptocurrency because they're not decentralized.
Also, there's Monero, which has the feature of being private. And even the fact that Bitcoin is public is an important feature. Like, when the government comes and steals your dollars, they'll sometimes ask you to identify them by, like, serial numbers, as if like normal people just memorize the serial numbers on their dollars. You don't have to do something like that with cryptocurrency. You can find the exact Bitcoins in the exact from the exact wallets if you need to, for some reason, publicly.
Yeah, there's so many features and benefits about cryptocurrency that are far superior to any state-based currency. It is laughable. And that's why it has been so successful and will continue to be, in my opinion. Again, I'm not a financial advisor. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is next.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. We are a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about anything that's on your mind. We've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff from the post office to cryptocurrency, and we can talk about a whole lot more as the night goes on. I wanted to bring up something else, since we have talked about the post office, and we have talked about, their sort of role in weird things like watching over your social media.
Monitoring protests.
Yeah, among other things. I wanted to bring this up. This is from the APWU.org. And this is loosely related to the post office, and you'll see why in a minute. Various media outlets have... Oh, this was posted July 28th, 2021, by the way. So, what, yesterday? 2 days ago? Various media outlets have reported that the White House is considering mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations as a condition of employment for federal employees.
Oh, are you reading the story that says the post office is trying to push back about that?
Yes.
Because I actually did have that in show prep.
Nice.
I thought that was interesting.
Awesome. By the way, I'm here tonight, the captain. Joining me?
It's Bonnie.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And welcome, Ian, for this portion of the program. We're glad to have you here, of course. So, yes, various media outlets have reported that the White House is considering mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations as a condition of employment for federal employees. So just that in and of itself is news. I had not heard that until I read this article. I had not heard from other various media outlets that the White House is considering mandatory vaccinations as a condition of federal employment. Now, there's a whole bunch of people in the United States that are employed by the federal government who could be, according to this, forced to get a vaccination if they want to retain their job with the federal government.
Well, it's not just them. I'm sure you've also heard, apparently, Google, Facebook,
Mega corporations are also signing on with mandatory vaccinations.
And
that is disturbing.
The government did come out a few months ago. I'm pretty sure we covered it on like a She Talk Live. With a decision that it is legal for companies to say that you have to be vaccinated in order to work for them, which makes sense because, I mean, if a private business says that's what we want you to do to be employed here, I mean, it should be legal, but yeah.
Yeah, I know that it has hit the sports world for certain. There have been reports of, I believe, a coach, not a head coach, but like a, I don't know, a wide receivers coach or something. I don't know his exact title for the Minnesota Vikings has quit over the vaccination thing.
Well, that's what it's going to take. It's what it's going to have to take if this is going to change is valued employees, valued contractors, valued salaried people are going to need to say goodbye. Or I'm going to leave. If you're going to mandate this, this is, you know, it's my body, and I'm not going to continue to work for a place that's going to do this. Unfortunately, I suspect most people aren't willing to take that sort of position. So
I suspect you are correct, and most people will, of course, comply.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people I talk to about, like, different conspiracies about, like, what could they be doing with this vaccination? Because, I mean, most people I talk to are well beyond the point of just trusting the government. Oh, it's just to help you not get COVID. A lot of people say, well, I think that it's going to kill everyone who takes it or most people that take it, and a bunch of people are going to die in a few years. But that the fact that the government is now trying to require that their own, you know, workers get it, that puts a hole in that theory, and it really scares me that somehow, I don't know, it's the other way around.
Yeah,
but
and,
that's just my conspiracy.
And I read recently that, we'll call it, they called it the new science, shows that people who got the vaccination, any one of the three that were available, people who got that, they got both doses, can not only carry the Delta variant, but are also likely more likely to spread it than those who did not get vaccinated. So if you got vaccinated, congratulations.
You're a super spreader.
You're a super spreader, yes, congratulations. The thing that you wanted to avoid by, you know, not only getting it yourself, but telling everybody else to get it to avoid a super spreader event, well, congratulations.
That just means we've got to have more lockdowns, Captain.
Exactly what's happening in California, and why it's happening is because of the Delta variant and this new discovery. So that's just a sidebar.
Say goodbye to more businesses, goodbye to more jobs.
Yeah, it's sickening. It really is. And I mean that in a mentally sickening way. So the first statement from APWU, which, by the way, is the Associated Postal Workers Union. So this is from the Associated Postal Workers Union own website, the APWU.org. Various media outlets have reported the White House is considering mandatory vaccines as a condition of employment for federal employees. Stop. End of sentence. Next sentence. Maintaining the health and safety of our members is of paramount importance. While the APWU leadership continues to encourage postal workers to voluntarily get vaccinated, it is not the role of the federal government to mandate vaccinations for the employees we represent. Shocker. The postal service workers, right, the postal union, post office, the union of the American postal workers, is saying in black and white, it is not the role of the federal government to mandate vaccinations for the employees we represent.
All right, good.
I mean, holy crap. Like, I'm flabbergasted that this particular organization, of all organizations, like, we don't even hear regular organizations saying this, right? You know, some company, you know, some large company, like, you don't hear Amazon come out and say, it is not the role of the federal government to mandate vaccinations, or even, it is not the role of Amazon to mandate vaccinate, or whatever, insert company here.
You know, is this even a government, I think Bonnie touched on this earlier, is this really even a government union? Are these government workers? What is the legal status of a postal employee?
That is a great question because they're sort of a pseudo-government organization. And I say that because supposedly they privatized, I want to say in like 07 or something. It's been a while. But they didn't, because they still have a monopoly on letter carrying.
There must be enough of the postal people who are against vaccinations to make this union willing to make a statement like that, right?
I would think so.
If you make a rule and nobody complies, then what good is your rule?
Right.
Or if only half the people comply, what good is the rule? I hope that they're going to stand strong on this, that if this rule comes down, they'll just say, all right, we're striking.
They do go on to say issues related to vaccinations and testing for COVID-19 in the workplace must be negotiated with the APWU. At this time, the APWU opposes the mandating, it does say at this time, opposes the mandating of COVID-19 vaccinations in relation to U.S. postal workers. Now, if the post office is not a federal organization, if their employees are not federal employees, then how can ICOP exist?
Well, I mean, there certainly were postal inspectors that were assisting with the investigation here at the LRN studio.
There was one for sure that were at least identifiable. They were wearing a postal inspector jacket, I believe.
And the federal government, they do pay for their pensions and things like that. So there's definitely still taxpayer money going to postal employees.
Oh, definitely. So Mike, between the couple of, post office-related things that we've covered, this argument about them not being a federal agency, I think, is BS. Regardless what the legal letters of the law says, because if they're a private agency, why is a private agency employing a bunch of federal employees to monitor social media? Much less, why is anybody monitoring your social media for...
Because it's anything, there.
Right, they're monitoring it specifically for anti-government stuff, protests, and that kind of a thing, according to what we've discussed earlier, I think in hour one of tonight's program. So it really is completely unsettling. The bit of good news here, of course, is that the Postal Workers Union is saying outright in black and white that they do not believe it's the role of the federal government to mandate vaccinations. And I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm agreeing with, some faction of a pseudo-government agency at all.
Well, I mean, usually we wouldn't agree with government-to-employee unions because they're usually advocating for more government, bigger paychecks, more bennies, things like that.
Bigger pension, early retirement, et cetera,
A broken clock strikes right a couple times a day.
I guess this is probably one of those things. 603-283-6160. Are you a postal worker? And do you think vaccines should be mandated? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.